His media-driven campaign started as a big surprise on The Jay Leno Show and wound up 2 months later on Entertainment Tonight.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Today, the readers of polling data tea leaves compiled by the Edison and Mitofsky polls were puzzling out how political novice Arnold Schwarzenegger wrested the governorship from Gray Davis. The short answer, says pollster Andrew Kohut, is discontent. Discontent with the state of things in the state bleeding jobs and amassing budget deficits. In the end, it was not that voters liked Schwarzenegger more, but liked Davis less. 71% disapproved of the way Davis handled his job, but only 49% had a high opinion of Schwarzenegger. Celebrityhood counted less than one would imagine. 58% to 36% thought that the candidate's positions on the issues were more important than leadership qualities. And yet, 63% thought that Schwarzenegger had not addressed the issues in sufficient detail. Devastating to Davis was the way his traditional bases of support became fractured. A quarter of self-described liberals and a quarter of self-described Democrats voted for recall. Davis also lost strength among Hispanics and union members. The indications from exit poll interviews are that Schwarzenegger suffered little from stories about his one-time groping of women and reported admiration for Adolf Hitler. Women split evenly in their opinion of the famous athlete. Men favored him by a 14-point margin. But in the end, what seemed to matter most to the voters was dismay about the state of things and a wish for change. In the end, it was the economy. Never mind the stupid. This is Daniel Shore.